Hello, my name is Vincent Palouse. Welcome to Talk Pop C. I'm the resident philosopher, and today I have with me...
My name is João Enxuto.
Nice to meet you, João Enxuto. So today we're talking about art as cognition. What do you think about art as cognition, as a form or mode or thinking, understanding, grasping?
I consider art, in my opinion, art to be a medium, and the mind is the organ, which then processes the media, and the cognition happens in mind, I guess. So I don't necessarily think of art as cognition. I think of it as a medium, which can then be processed by cognitive faculties.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take.
Like a type of thing to be thought about.
Yeah. That's how I think of art.
Do you think something sets it apart from other things you could think about?
Well, I guess one could believe in art as something that's, I guess, not tied to a medium, something that's maybe like unspeakable, like ineffable, unknowable in a kind of rational sense. Yeah, so you could think of it that way as well. I don't know if that answers your query.
I guess I would be interested if you could expand upon the idea of art as this medium for thinking.
Well, art is like cultural, so I guess it's like a system of signs, and it's like a language that is shared by some people, and it varies from context to context. So people who engage with art can think through it within a particular context.
I understand.
Yeah. I guess I'm looking at it still from more of a sociological perspective. But when you say like cognition, I kind of just imagine electrical activity in the mind. And the way I'm imagining cognition is as like a kind of like more of a physiological or like mm-hmm. process mm-hmm. that happens, like neurological stuff mm-hmm. that's happening. Like art's a text that one reads, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I guess the question I would have though is like how is art different from other sorts of text? Or earlier you made the comparison with just a language. How is art kind of up there just with natural languages, or is it somehow different?
It defines something that represents a certain exceptionality, I guess, in how one can. It's like a language of exception that where it kind of maybe can move. It can kind of like move out of a kind of like a kind of rational or prescriptive form. Like it's not just there. It's not there to simply like communicate raw facts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But how it's done, I guess, is how art is done is like it's, I guess that's like the secret sauce is like, that's like the thing that, that's kind of difficult to convey through conventional languages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of like, you know, something expressing, but not in a kind of factual way. And tell me if this is what you're saying. So like maybe that the natural language has this like, when it expresses, it does so in this like factive way, where if you say like there's a tent here, you mean like, well, there's actually a tent here. But were you saying that like art has this way of expressing that's kind of not like that? So it doesn't correspond to like a thing in the world. It corresponds to something else, or maybe not correspond to anything, just express. Or I would be interested if you could expand on that, because
I guess it would have the ability to convey something that feels like a tent or is tent like without actually being a tent. So I guess that's a kind of like just a kind of more abstracted form of knowing. But at the same time, it's really hard to untangle like art's exceptionality outside of like certain metrics, that because we live in capitalism, like a lot of what what makes it exceptional is also has to do with like its perceived financial value, which is completely social and based on things that are kind of like contingent on other kind of like factors, which again are like kind of like sociological and have to do with a prestige economy. But then the core of that is still a kind of acknowledgement that that there's a different sort of like processing that happens with the art object.
It's like an emotive processing, is what you're saying? Like it has to do with emotions as opposed to facts?
I guess it would have to in some way. Because facts alone don't really move people.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an example of a case where the kind of the capitalism got out of it that we could think about, but I'm kind of coming up without anything. I don't know, like some sort of art that's maybe digital, so it's able to be massively distributed without costing money. And I wonder what we could say about this case so we can kind of in that way set the capitalist factors to the side. But yeah, what do you think, what's the capitalism doing to you mentioned prestige economy, what's this doing to it?
I think it's the perceived rarity of art is what adds to the rareness of it, or the perceived like rareness that we like. Not every cultural product is art, so like there are certain things that then, I guess, exceed like the typical or average kind of like cultural product. I don't necessarily think it needs to be an object, you know. It could be something digital, but again, anything that you consume digitally needs some kind of interface.
Yeah,
you know, you need a screen or whatever you need.
And yeah, how do you think I guess in the cases where scarcity comes in more, or at least perceived scarcity comes in enough that it's a social factor. Do you think that has an effect on kind of art as the medium of cognition? Does that affect how it's cognized, or does that affect?
But there's also like the kind of thing like your like cognition happens like it's like embodied, right? So like you, it's kind of you have to kind of be with the thing that you're perceiving in terms of like language. Like is perceiving and cognition interchangeable in your estimation?
That's a really interesting question.
It's probably one of the core questions in philosophy.
Maybe for our purposes, I don't know. I think for our purposes, we can just take it to be a type of cognition, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I think we're like in an enclosed space that is painted gold, so that has certain connotations of like of prestige.
Yeah.
And then we're also like, yeah, in a gold near gold hat. Golden hat. And then we're also inside the rarefied space of like an art gallery in like Tribeca, New York.
Yeah.
I guess for street creds, we get gallery probably thinks it's in Chinatown, but we're in Tribeca. And so, yeah, so we're kind of nested in a certain context that I think shapes the way that like I would understand even this experience, or like the things being projected on the walls outside of me and the objects in this space, right? But it's a sort of theater though too, because that kind of it overlaps with like the way that one that one way on yeah and the microphones. Yeah, there's all kinds of like props and trappings that like shape this experience. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know how much longer we should go, but maybe should we circle back to the like original question and see if we've answered it and solved it?
Yeah, so I guess that's a good idea. Let's take stock. So this was a wonderful conversation. We started with the question, you know, or just kind of the prompt, art as cognition. So circling back, yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if I've answered that. And then maybe that's the point. It's not unanswerable.
Maybe it's unanswerable. But we said some stuff about context, right?
Yes.
So like this stuff, right? Some stuff about context, about how location, perceived scarcity, perceived stuff that's associated with the location would have to do with, I guess, the perception of art or perception of, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I think like with the emphasis on kind of like context, like I think what I tended to talk about was like the creation of a space that allows for some kind of like transcendence to occur outside of the ordinary. So like a gallery and all this stuff that around us, it's kind of like, it's kind of pushing us towards creating a condition which would allow for art as cognition.
I like it. Yes.
That's kind of, I think the summary is like, a stage has been set for us to kind of interface with this condition.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And, I mean, there are more questions, but, yes, thank you.
Well, thank you. So maybe somebody will come by and you'll really get to the answer.
Wonderful.
Right. Well, thank you.
Cheers.